Welcome to Morning Light Meditations. I'm Jennifer Ruth Russell, a spiritual mentor, a songwriter, and an author. It's time for us to rise out of the ashes of COVID, the isolation of quarantine, and come back together. The solstice is a cosmic event. And it's a perfect time to let your phoenix rise into the joy of your own ascension. And we're having an annual retreat, and you're invited. Come play with us. Ignite Your Joy is a full-day retreat and ceremony on June 21st from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific Time. It is going to be on Zoom, so you can join us from anywhere in the world. Prepare yourself for today's meditation. Have your journal with you and light a candle. And wherever you are, enter into your Holy of Holies, your sanctuary. You know the feeling that you have on one of those special days, like your birthday, or a special holiday like Christmas, or when something extraordinary happens, or you pass a huge exam, and you feel that everything in the universe is conspiring on your behalf. In the game of life, we are the choosers. So why not make today be your day? This meditation will help you do that. So as we come within the Sacred Heart, I invite you to breathe deeply. Today's meditation is taken right out of This Thing Called You by Ernest Holmes, one of my favorite teachers. And as you breathe into your heart, allow yourself to step in to your beloved I Am presence completely. Your beloved I Am presence is the magnificence of your Godness. Your Holy Christ Self is part of this magnificence, but it is relatable to you on the planet while you're here. Think of it as your universal manager or your higher power. Feel yourself open up your heart in oneness. I am my beloved I Am presence. I am my Holy Christ Self. I am my beloved I Am presence. I am one with all there is. I am my Holy Christ Self. This beautiful part of my being that is guiding my ascension and is guiding this day. I turn everything over to you, beloved. Oh. And let's open our hearts to beloved Mother Mary. Thank you, beloved Mother. We meld our hearts with yours, lifting up into your octave, surrounded by the angels of abundance. I love and adore you. And thank you, beloved Archangel Michael, for intensifying your protective pillar of pure light substance through and around each one of us, charged with your invincible protection, all-powerful and invincible. And now see yourself declaring into this day, Today I enter into the limitless variations of self-expression, which the Divine Spirit projects into my experience. Knowing that all experience is a play of life upon itself. The blossoming of love into self-expression. The coming forth of good into the joy of its own being. I enter into the game of living with joyful anticipation, with enthusiasm. Let's say that together. I enter into the game of living with joyful anticipation, with enthusiasm. And just keep repeating after me. I play the game of life well, and I enjoy it. Today I enter into my divine inheritance. Shaking my thought clear from the belief that external conditions are imposed upon me. Take a nice big breath. Let it out. Feel yourself anchoring even more into the earth and into who you are. Take your rightful place, beloved. And speak this from your divine authority of your heart. I declare the freedom of my divine endowment. I possess the kingdom, the queendom of God. In all of its fullness. I wait at the doorway of my expectation until my acceptance grants me the privilege of beholding the face of my holy Christ self forever. Take a moment here to really breathe into the oneness of your heart. And accept that privilege of beholding the face of God as you, your holy Christ self. I shall not wait long, for today I expect to see her shining presence. I expect to don the seamless robe of divine union. Today is my day. Today is my day. Today is my day. I let this divine union live itself through me. Thank you, beloved Ernest Holmes, for this beautiful meditation today. Oh, may we claim every day is our day. Thank you for being with me today for this morning light meditation. What is your spiritual focus today? Make sure you write it down and come back to it often. Today is your day.